Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. They will take care of all your insurance needs and get you the best price for the best coverage. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. It'll be our privilege to once again, for the fourth consecutive year, be a part of the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. 48 hours from now, we'll be broadcasting live at the tournament at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Come by, ask Kevin all the questions you have, because I'm sure a lot of you have questions about Kevin. I know I do, and I'll join the chorus. And I'm in the Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. What'd they give you this time?
We have a Kia Sorento, the EX, the new turbo for 2016.
Well, good. Wednesday, you'll be very close to its home.
I will. And there's plenty of room in the back for the clubs to slide in, too, without having to fold any of the seats down. But if you do need to fold a seat down, you can do just that. Leather seats, leather interior. That means you also have the temperature-controlled seats for warming in the winter. How's that? Does that get around the heated seat thing that always bugs you?
It's 82 degrees right now. Why do you need a heated seat?
It's just available. I'm just saying it's not going to be 82 every single day of the year. So
well, this just not the time to promote
okay,
it.
Now
I'm going to sit there in the golf cart the entire time, and you're going to be talking to me about your heated seat.
Well, how about the super fast charging port, USB charging port, that'll help charge your iPhone or your phone or your Android a little bit quicker than if you just plugged it into the USB or into a cigarette lighter adapter, which, by the way, is now called an accessory port.
Does that include GPS?
It can, if you so wish. Backup camera as well.
So I can make a quick getaway.
You can make a quick getaway. That's right. check out the Kia Sorento EX Turbo for 2016. You can see a picture on my Facebook page, as well as following me on Twitter at Kevin Herr, and also at Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Are you going to bring the car to the golf course?
Yes. Yes,
then
and I'm parking it way away.
Course.
And I'm parking it way away from the ninth hole because I usually play the ninth hole, well, pretty much at the clubhouse roof.
Oh, and don't I know it. Oh, my goodness. You hit it one year, didn't you?
It didn't hit the roof. It landed in front of the building.
There's that little grassy area on the right side of the sun.
It didn't get to the grassy knoll, which, by the way, is a really easy chip to the green, but we didn't need to use it, fortunately.
That's why you have teammates, which you shun. The only time team golf is fun to you is if we're using your shot.
Do I expect my shot to be used every time? No. Once in a while would be nice. I mean, you have to use it twice, and it's almost like pulling teeth. Oh, fine, we'll use your shot on this hole.
Great, I've got a long iron. We can get there from there.
I believe those were your exact words last year when you used one of my drives.
Let's see. Bulls and Cavs opener tonight, TNT. Clippers, what a great game that was on Saturday night. That was a great game. Beat the Spurs in Game 7. Chris Paul will not play tonight in all likelihood. They play Houston Game 1 tonight. Rangers and Capitals play Game 3 tonight. Stanley Cup Series tied at 1. Ryan Howard tripled yesterday to knock in a run. How about that?
I thought it was a misprint.
No, he tripled. Yeah.
Hey, if he's breaking out of it, I'm happy. The Phillies won. I mean, that's a moment to celebrate right there if you're a Phillies fan.
And last, but certainly not least, they started practice today at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I'll give you your moment.
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Go ahead.
The new aero packages have cars right out of the trailer running 227,
and
which is about 4 miles an hour faster than they did last year out of the trailer. Means we'll maybe up to the 230, 233 qualifying speed that was there probably, what, 15 years ago before the split?
Sure. I'm sure most of those vehicles are probably illegal in some way, but that's all right.
It may be. You know what was really nice at Talladega to see Dale Jr. win at Talladega? I mean, you talk about genuine emotion yesterday. He absolutely, positively had a genuine emotion filling up because Talladega was a big race for his dad. I mean, he used to tell all of his drivers, listen, this is the one we got to win. Yeah, Daytona was great, but he wanted to win Talladega every single time. And Dale Sr.'s birthday would have happened a couple of days earlier. So a very emotional week for Dale Jr. He comes out, wins the race. He's in the chase already, has that, you know, taken care of. And it was really, really cool to see a guy get interviewed after winning a race and being genuinely moved by the moment. And just, you know, he's such a likable driver. It's hard not to find anything you dislike about him.
So you're saying that Dale Sr. really didn't want to win New Hampshire?
No, I'm saying if there was, this is the one we have to win. That's basically what Dale Jr. was describing. And Michael Waltrip also chimed in and said the same thing.
He didn't want to win Dover?
No, I didn't say that.
Didn't want to win Darlington? Bristol.
This is the one he put the most emphasis on after Daytona.
I think anytime you strap it up and you're going 200 miles an hour, you're putting emphasis on the day.
I still would like NASCAR to explain to me, though, why a sport that makes you go as fast as you can wants to restrict how fast you can go. I understand there's safety issues. I get that. I totally get that. But why would you want to restrict anyone's speed in a sport that is all about speed?
That's even the field.
That's like saying when you get to 30 points in the NFL, you have to stop scoring.
Well, that's to even the field.
I don't know. I don't think it does it. I just think it makes, what it does is it makes for more wrecks and more big wrecks, which is what we saw again this past weekend at Talladega in NASCAR. I mean, it makes some great racing. I mean, it's door handle to door handle, bumper to bumper. I mean, 3-4 wide because Talladega is wide enough to get away with that. But I restrictive plate racing, just I find it just completely confusing. It's like, why restrict how fast you can go?
Here we go. All right, let's look at the SI.com site.
Okay.
Let's see. NBA MVP Curry. Best moments first round NBA playoffs. Will Cleveland's sports curse finally be broken? Green on the future of the Spurs. Winston can't play baseball. Let's see. Grading every team's pick in the NFL draft. Mayweather Pacquiao may have ruined boxing. Let's see. American Pharoah helped out by earplugs. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, I was going to have you explain that to me.
Well, there's something else. There's much more to the story than that. Council hired as new manager. Should National League adopt a designated hitter? Jimmy Butler not intimidated by LeBron James. Chris Paul questionable for Game 1 versus Rockets. Bradley Beal stars Wizards rally Game 1 over Hawks. Chelsea beats Crystal Palace to win Premier League. Appears to be no stories on Dale Jr. winning Talladega.
Well, I saw it earlier in the day on ESPN even. And they're not even doing NASCAR.
Let's see.
I said earlier in the day. I didn't say now.
Let's go, 3 a.m.? All right, let's see. Curry MVP.
Bucks had no baseball claws. Hack a whomever is on its way out in NBA. Colts Ursay, two Super Bowl titles in luck era. Brewers make an official council the manager. Tiger and Lindsey Vonn split.
Really? Wait. Go back to that one. Tiger and Lindsey Vonn split is a sports story.
I'm just reading what's the headline.
Oh, boy.
Butler not intimidated. Paul might not play. And Auburn dismisses a defensive lineman. No auto racing. No Dale Jr. must win. Don't know. Am
Sorry
I reading the wrong
the
stuff here?
Sorry, they're
Am I reading the
boat.
Wrong stuff here? Appears to be another day where things you like aren't on here.
Missing the boat.
Or a boat is sinking. It's listing. American Pharoah. American Pharoah is an interesting horse. This has been the top two-year-old. He got hurt. He hurt his foot, I think, if I recall correctly. And they were bringing him back, and he raced in Arkansas twice. And that was just, you know, and there was no competition, really, in Arkansas. And he's won last four races before the Derby by 22 lengths. But it is the equivalent that you watch the Derby in the Derby. Dortmund was a bit of a surprise. He just didn't have Now, Dortmund had been sick during the week. I want to point that out. Dortmund was under the weather during the week. But here's American Pharoah challenged, really, for the first time, and finishing strong the way he did. That was impressive. Look for the Preakness to be an explosive race for American Pharoah. Because coming off that foot injury, that race was the equivalent of stretching out a pitcher. Where suddenly a pitcher, you know, slowly but surely gets stretched out and suddenly you can throw 7-8 innings. Well, now, that race helps stretch him out because he was still getting himself back into race shape. And he got challenged and he had to run, and he responded to it. I expect him to have a dominating Preakness. This does not mean he's going to win the Triple Crown. There are too many variables in the Triple Crown. Running three races in 5 weeks. Who skips the Preakness? Who's a late entry into the Belmont? Who hasn't run any of the races that's racing the Belmont? Do they deliberately put some speed horses in the Belmont? The Belmont is a total crapshoot. But this horse, banged up at one point, has come back. Didn't have the normal regimen to get back. Finally is on a normal regimen. Then runs a race where it gets challenged. It has now stretched itself out and I think is poised, you know, at a mile and 3/16 to maybe turn in its best outing yet. Now, does that translate to a Triple Crown? No, it does not. Because the mile and a half is a totally different distance. And all the factors I cited. But what happened? Several things have been happening. NCAA basketball tournament, highest rating, 24 years. Final Four, highest rating, 24 years. Kentucky Derby, highest TV rating, 23 years. 170,000 showed up at Churchill Downs. 170,000. The fight, a record on pay-per-view. And, very quietly, Major League Baseball, which last year had a rough go of it on Fox Sports 1, has seen exponentially higher ratings on Fox Sports 1 in the first 3 weeks of the season. Very interesting what we're seeing right now.
And I will throw in this, too, Steve, that ABC got the lowest playoff overnight for the Wizards-Hawks opener. And we were talking earlier about Talladega for the third straight year, the race lower ratings, and now the lowest since 1998.
What have I always said about the NBA?
I don't know. What have you always said about the NBA? I don't remember.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't remember. Oh, you've said a lot of great things. I can't remember them all.
Oh, no, no. What did you have for breakfast yesterday?
I don't think I had breakfast yesterday.
Okay. I just want to see if you can remember it. All right.
Good question,
though. It's a good question. I will know that the NBA has absolutely made it in the sports landscape when the Atlanta Hawks play the Utah Jazz in the final and you get great ratings. The NBA has been very fortunate since 1980 in that you have had finals that have had Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Walton, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, LeBron James. I mean, that's what they've had in the finals. They've either had a big-name team, Celtics, Lakers, or a big-name star, James Jordan, to go with Bird, Magic, and so forth, or Isaiah Thomas. That's what they've had over time. Yeah, once in a while you get a Sixers in there with Iverson, or you get the Nets get in there 1 year, but they played the Lakers. But you haven't had a final where two really good teams went head-to-head. When San Antonio, the last 2 years, played the Heat, it was, okay, yeah, there's Tim Duncan, one of the truly great players ever, but LeBron James. White hat, black hat. The Spurs may wear the black jerseys, but they wore the white hats. The NBA hasn't had, okay? So Washington plays Atlanta, and what happens? Now, tonight, you'll have a lot of people watching. There'll be a lot of people tonight watch the Bulls and the Cavaliers. It's LeBron James and the Bulls. Right? Now, my gauge is going to be that the Spurs-Clippers game was really, really good in terms of ratings. It was a Game 7. It's a big sports day. And not only that, Kev, the game was great. The game wasn't just good. The game was great. But Atlanta-Washington, I am not surprised at all that the rating for that was flat. Not surprised at all. Car racing? NASCAR? Yeah, it's really hard for me to explain where that's gone wrong.
Well, NASCAR has seen a steady decline since the mid-2000s, at least for, you know, speaking of Talladega specifically.
I mean, I hate to say this, but I'll say it anyway. It's almost like when Dale Earnhardt Sr. passed away, that had an effect.
Oh, I completely agree with that.
I don't think it's a coincidence. Crossed over a lot of lines.
You either watched him and rooted for him because you loved him, or you hated him because of the way he drove.
Style, likability, pro or con, aggressiveness. It's awesome. He keeps winning. Damn, he keeps winning.
But that's why I go back to what I said earlier. that I think Dale Jr. winning is huge, because there's that Earnhardt contingent that's still in NASCAR that now follows for him.
There's no savior.
No, but he is by far the most popular driver. Doesn't win as much.
Okay, he's the most popular driver. Why Talladega have its lowest rating and whatever?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. If he gets into a stint where he starts winning and starts coming up to the level of winning and that his father
Kevin, he just won and he got the lowest rating.
Well, yeah, but I think you have to look at the next big race and then decide from there if that makes a difference. I think you can't look at Talladega in a race that he won and wonder why the ratings were lower. I think you have to look at the next big NASCAR race, maybe in July when they go back to Daytona. No.
These races don't happen in 2 minutes.
No, that's very true. And he did have the lead off and on for a long period of time.
Happens over 3 hours. I mean, if you turn in an hour and a half in and go, hey, wow, Dale Jr.'s up near the front. Pretty good.
That's very true.
I mean, there's something, and I'm not, look, the guy is, he's a commercial success. He's done a great job with how he presents himself in person, in ad agencies, things like that. And this is not a commentary about him. I think he's done, you know, and he went from not winning to now winning. He's back to winning again, to his credit, which has meant a lot to the sport. I think Jeff Gordon going out is another blow to the sport. I know in talking to him, when did I talk to him? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. You know, and it's one of the things, and I said to the crowd when I introduced him, I said, look, this is not only one of the greats in his sport, this is one of the greats in any sport. Because, again, he's another guy that kind of crosses over a little bit as the people know who he is. The crowd that came out to see him was at Penn State that day was incredibly impressive, Kevin. Incredible. I thought there would be a lot of people there. I did not think there would be as many people there as it turned out. And that I was very impressed by that. But he's also retiring. Now, he'll go into TV, and he'll do extremely well in TV. And he presents himself extremely well. He's very articulate. He's very easy to talk to, by the way. And I brought your name up, and he did mention the words restraining order, but that's, you know, that's all right.
Yeah, that he didn't need it.
He's aware of his surroundings.
And, you know, there was a time in his career where he was one of those drivers that you either loved or loved to hate.
Okay. Well, it's because he won.
I'm just saying, if Junior starts winning on a more regular basis, that's the best thing that could happen to NASCAR right now.
Well, it's like when Flo was sitting there with Jamie in the locker room and he talked about what he lost that day. And she says, let's get an ice cream champ. And he says, can I have sprinkles? She said, no, Jamie, sprinkles are for winners.
I got nothing.
That's your golf game on Wednesday. Are you sure we have to use two of your shots?
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a lineup. Few other auto auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
When you buy insurance, it's serious business. Because if something happens and you don't have the right coverage, you're out of luck and maybe out of business. So if you need insurance, business, home, auto, or flood, ask your agent about Selective. No gimmicks, just great coverage and great response.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. They will take care of all of your insurance needs, and they'll do so for the top price, best price, whatever the best price happens to be. They'll find it for you and the coverage that fits you. Also proud to be a part for the fourth straight year of the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, benefiting our great friends at the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. 48 hours from now, we'll be at the golf course with lots of questions for Kevin. Some about sports.
I'm looking forward to that.
It'll be interesting. You know, it's always fun to see you sitting out there with your sunglasses on, the shades, kind of soaking in the publicity from the golfers as they go by the ninth green. You kind of eat that up?
I will have the sunglasses on. Light eyes, bright days, not a good mix.
You're just trying to be ultra cool. I got it. Just a little uber cool. That's cool. It's all right. That's just you. It's your moment. And, of course, I'm at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Always good to see Tom Mertz go by the ninth hole. Say hi to him. Yeah. Okay. And your golf game. Does Wakeman play golf? Does she play golf?
I'm not sure about that. That's a good question. Why? Well, let's find out. Am I going to be a player to be? Am I a player to be named later that you're trading already? Are you trying to get a better draft pick?
4 years. Just trying to.
I'll send you the fourth pick in 2016 and her.
Plus, we'll give you cash.
Plus cash, right. You know what I watched again? You should watch this. I watched Draft Day again last night.
Okay.
It's just an entertaining movie to see how... I know, because we had members of the cast on the program, how closely they worked with the NFL to be as realistic as possible on Draft Day.
Sure. Yeah, we did. We have cast members on the show last year. All right. Have you even hit a golf ball yet this year?
Are you talking physically or on video?
Oh, I mean, one that's going to help us.
Oh, no, I haven't done that yet. That'll be tomorrow night.
You're going to go out tomorrow night?
Sure.
And you're going to be game ready by...
I'll be game ready by 7 a.m.
Well, I'm in Scranton tomorrow night with Bob Shoup, so. And we know golf tomorrow.
It is time for the caravan. I know that I understood that that's getting underway here very shortly.
Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. And I know Bob Shoup and I will be in
Scranton tomorrow night. I've got to be in Johnstown on Saturday night. We're gonna Hockeyville, USA. They won.
I was going to ask you, did
right. $150,000, which will help them with upgrades within the structure itself. They've already committed over $600,000 to a new floor and ice. The preseason game will be the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Pittsburgh Penguins in September that they'll play there. But they want it. They want it. And I will be in Hockeyville, USA on Saturday night. You're going to go out for the first time tomorrow?
Yes.
To a driving range?
I'm very busy.
You play video games. Wait.
Well, you can't go out when it's raining.
It's 78 degrees.
Well, no, I couldn't do it this weekend either. I was busy this weekend. And tonight's baseball. Tomorrow night's the open door.
What'd you do yesterday?
Baseball practice.
So from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., you practice for 13 hours?
Well, you haven't seen us play. No. Earlier in the day, it was my wife's birthday, so I spent some quality time with her.
Yeah. Okay, look, we got a big thing coming up on Wednesday, okay?
I'll tell Rebecca, Steve said, I can't hang out with you on your birthday. I got to play golf. I hope you don't mind.
Take her out Thursday, for goodness sakes. Come on. Do a combo thing on Sunday.
I can hear it all now. Do you have Steve's phone number? Yes, I do. Would you like to give him a call? Yes, I would.
I'll accept the call. By the time I'm done, it'll make sense to her. Okay.
She used to like you. I don't know anymore. That's really strange.
No, I'm saying she just gets her day just a little later. Okay. That's all. What did you do Saturday?
Saturday was the freshman sophomore track invitational, and I worked one of the I worked a football booster stand at Spring Fling.
You couldn't have gone over and got into quick nine holes in?
No! Had to do the dad thing on Saturday.
We've got a big, big tournament coming up on Wednesday. And you're out. Everything's about everything but. Drew's been out there practicing, working hard at it. I've been working at my game. We just want to make sure that we go out there and give a solid, deserving performance.
Well, that's why there's four other guys playing.
So in other words, this is like the Seinfeld episode where Kramer is the seat filler at the Tony Awards. You're a seat filler?
Listen, we all know that I'm good for about three shots around, all right? So that's all you need is three shots.
Okay, in other words, let's not exaggerate. Okay?
You're only looking for three shots from me.
You can't revise that statement?
You're only looking for a shot or two from me in the front and back nine.
My goodness, I can't believe you do this to us. I mean, Drew's been out 17 straight days now practicing. Oh my goodness. And you're going to go out just, hey, I go out. Knowing you will be a small bucket too.
Well, yeah, I don't want to pull a muscle or anything, so.
It's golf. You're not going to pull a muscle. We're going to be in a cart.
That's the best part of the whole deal right there.
No. We were in a cart 2 years ago. And it's you looked at me and said, oh, look, there's a line of thunderstorms coming across the horizon. You pointed out. You remember you pointed it out to me?
Yes, I did.
There it is.
I said, oh, look, there come the thunderstorms.
I said, that's not good. Then it started to rain, and you pulled the cart under a tree. I said, what are you doing?
Well, I didn't want to get soaking wet. There hadn't been thunder at that point.
I said, move over. I took the wheel. I pulled it back up into the clubhouse. So I'm not going to sit under a tree in a thunderstorm.
It wasn't a thunderstorm at that point.
No, but it was by the time I got to the clubhouse.
Yes.
You know, you're all sorts of adventures out there, okay? If you're not out there using an illegal club.
I'm not defending my club.
All right. Or you're hitting rails on a bridge. Or you're pulling the cart under a tree during a lightning storm. Your track record is not good.
I would like to see if there were Vegas odds on what would be the popular thing that would happen to us or to me on the golf course this year.
Look, we're all bystanders in your world. Now, I will give you props on this. I have, in my life, have never seen anybody hit the ball left or right off the tee like you. And we got to, I don't know, what is it? Is it the seventh hole?
I think it's
the
seven.
One that goes over the road is seven, where it goes over the road.
Yeah, I think it's seven.
They made that the straightest drive, and you took it out over I don't know what fairway.
I took it out over eight,
and it all came back over the trees. And I'm standing there with Drew and with Mark Mahoney, and we're standing there like, and our jaws are like on the ground. Because the ball landed and rolled over the string 6 inches away from the string.
You guys are like, where are you lining up? I said, just wait for it.
It completely defied the term straightest drive.
Actually, I believe it is called closest to the line. Not necessarily straightest drive. I think they had to change the name because of me.
Oh. My goodness, there are rotaries in Massachusetts that have fewer turns. Steelers drafted okay, but got outworked by everybody else. The Eagles drafted really well, I thought. I thought the Redskins drafted really well. Scherf was an excellent first-round pick, and it also showed the philosophy that Scott McLuhan is going to bring to the table. With the Washington Redskins. The Ravens, on paper, had themselves a great draft. They got Rashad Perryman, really good pick. They outmaneuvered the Steelers completely and got Max Williams. And overall had a really good draft. Bengals did fine. Browns probably outdrafted the Steelers, too. It was not... The Steelers filled needs positionally... But they did so by waiting for guys to fall to them. They were not proactive in the draft. And I think when you want somebody, you've got to be proactive about it. The Ravens were proactive in getting Max Williams because they heard rumors that the Steelers were interested in Max Williams. The Giants were proactive that needed a safety. They traded with the Titans, got the first overall pick in the next round. To start round two, and they picked Landon Collins. And this is how it went the entire time. The Steelers did not move up, didn't move down, and just picked what was there available for them. They appeared to not be a proactive team trying to get to a spot to get certain guys that they had scouted. Also, you know, here's another tip for you. Why is it important for me to tell you which teams show up at Penn State's Pro Day?
Okay, tell me.
Does it let you know that they're interested in them?
I kind of figured as much, yeah.
Well, no, okay. If a team's not interested, then they're not going to go after the guys. And the Steelers, for example, they sent Mike Munchak here to take a long look at Jesse James and Donovan Smith. Okay, they did. They were here, and they ended up getting Jesse James.
And they even brought. I thought they even brought him to Pittsburgh too to look at him.
They did bring him to Pittsburgh as well. You're absolutely correct about that. Now the flip side. Why did I know the Steelers had no interest in Jones from UConn?
Because they never sent anybody. I remember you saying they never sent anybody to his pro day.
Right. So they weren't going to pick him. They want as much information about these guys as they can get. Now, the Steelers, interesting enough, did send a lot of guys down to Florida State's pro day. You know what's interesting about the Florida State guys? And this is very interesting about them. You know what they discovered about them? Strength-wise, not really great. Not, you know, in terms of the basic combine cranking out 225 pounds, how many reps. A lot of them were very disappointing. Not only that, but they also, you know, maybe it was the length of the season. You know, Florida State played in the ACC championship game plus one playoff game, which would be the, you know, the same as playing in a bowl game. But they had some guys not go to college all-star games, like Nick O'Leary and so forth, did not go. And that didn't help their guys either. That's why some of the Florida, they had a lot of Florida State guys were picked, but you notice a lot of them were not picked in the mega rounds. They were picked further down. And that's a big reason why. Some of them skipped the All-Star games, and a lot of guys didn't test out very well. Mike Hall, why did Mike Hall drop? Mike Hall ended up signing, by the way, with the Miami Dolphins. Deion Barnes went to the Jets. Bill Belton to the Jets. Zach Zwinak to the Houston Texans. Mike Hall ended up going to signed with the Houston Texans. Mike Hall had a bad, had what can be simply described as bad timing. Mike Hall played the latter stages of last season. Mike Hall then played the bowl game with that same minor knee injury. After the game, Jack Ham and I had a conversation with Mike just down the tunnel outside the Yankee clubhouse. And he told us, "Hey, look, I'm going to get a scope done on my knee." He says, "Monday or Tuesday." We're like, "Okay." And I had said to Mike, I said, "Are you going to skip the Senior Bowl?" He says, no, I've been told I should be okay for the Senior Bowl." Well, he had the procedure done, and he went to the Senior Bowl, and it didn't react right, so he had to pull out. That didn't help. Then he finally gets that well, and when they have the pro day at Penn State, he was having an issue with his quad. So he ran 140, cranked out a good time, but then skipped the other one because it was bothering him. The timing for him on all of this just didn't help him. He knows how to play football. We all know that. He has outstanding linebacker instincts. So he'll get his shot now with the Dolphins as a free agent. Making the jump from college to the NFL is an exponential one. College stats mean nothing. Awards in college mean nothing. It's how do you translate to the next level? Now, the next part is actually translating to the next level. Come back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. So that's what I know about the guys. Deion Barnes, Bill Belton to the Jets, Zach Zwinak to the Texans, Mike Hall to the Dolphins, Ross Travis to the Texans, old friend Rob Bolden with the Detroit Lions. Matter of fact. It's all about translating to the next level. For example, I know Kevin tried to cite that Bud Dupree led the SEC in sacks. Well, that's fine. So did Michael Sam the year before. But how do you translate? Is there a position that fits you? I'll say this about Dupree. He's 265 pounds, but man, he is chiseled. He looks like he's 240 the way he's put together. The Steelers drafted the Thorpe Award winner Well, okay, but here's the problem. They watch the tapes, can't tackle.
I'm hoping that's something they can fix. But at this part of his career, you wouldn't expect to have to fix something like that.
Well, you'd hope not. But I'm saying that's what the knock on him is. You know, how does the, quote, Thorpe Award winner fall that far? It's about translating at this level. Now, sometimes they make a mistake, and a guy like Tom Brady, who obviously translates to this level, they weren't sure, and he was a sixth-round pick. Right? Terrell Davis, 5.1 yards a carry, Terrell Davis. Sixth-round pick. Now, part of it, too, is like a lot of running. Why did some running backs do really well in the NFL and had some limited success in college? Part of it is some of these guys have less wear and tear on them. Gurley was an interesting pick.
Like I said, they drafted the needs. That's all I can tell you right now and feel good about as a fan.
Yeah, but Kevin, my issue is I think they drafted knee, but they let the player fall to them. I think you've got to be more proactive and get the player you want. I think that's it. I believe with Troy Polamalu, didn't they trade up to get him?
Yes.